Lake State Acting Information Minister William Koji Kirjok says authorities from Rumbek East and Yerul West counties are working together to investigate the killings of the two women in Akot Payam.
This morning we got a call from Akot Payam of Rumbek East County that there were two innocent women raped and being killed. And of course, Commissioner of Rumbek East, the Commissioner for Yerul West, they have joined operation on that situation this morning to make sure those who met that kind of act are immediately traced out.
Paramount Chief Matiang Dudmalwal says the two women, who were both breastfeeding mothers, had gone to collect water from a nearby well. He says the gunmen first asked for drinking water, after which they forcefully led the women to a nearby bush, where they were raped and killed.
We are in a very terrible situation this morning. Some armed men suspected to be from neighboring county Yerul West came and found two women who were collecting water from a dug well and led them to bush, raped and shot them dead. After the incident, the young girl who was following them, watching from a far distance, after they had finished, they killed them. Then the young girl ran to the neighboring houses and informed the people.
Malwal urged the affected communities not to launch revenge attacks and to allow the government to carry out its investigation. Kerjok also appealed to the Akot community to remain calm, saying the commissioners of Rumbek East and Yerul West counties are working to identify the killers and bring them to justice.
We are asking the community of Akot to be calm and let the government do its work. The two commissioners are active, and they must also find out what happened in that place, because between Akot and Yerul West, there is issue has been there. The issue of criminal activities being taking place there. Yes. But our surprise, why does it involve now the killing of innocent women who have nothing to do with the raiding, who have nothing to do with the revenge? You know, it is also very unfortunate.
Ding Mario, the Lagos State Minister for Gender, Child and Social Welfare, called on authorities to track down and arrest the killers. She says she wonders how the children of the two slain mothers will survive.
I would like to condemn that one, because it is not the right time for us as women or children to lose our life from an unhandsman. That one is really bad in our nation, or in Lagos State especially. It's not good. I would like to say that let them be patient. The mothers, the two mothers, their life, and are from the same family. They should take care of the small kids which have remained behind.
No suspects have been identified yet. It is not the first time women in Lagos State have been the victims of brutal attacks. Five women were killed in intercommunal violence in Shoaibet County last year, September. For VOA News, I am William Sande Mabur, reporting in Rumbek, Lagos State.